Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members / rescue the perishing, care for the dying, service family members all around the world. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 372, if you will, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the entire Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today, my beloved, we're reading 2 Samuel chapter 20. Come and help her. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be invited to come to your throne of grace, and even boldly. And we praise you and we thank you for salvation full and free through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Grant us your energy, your strength, your might, your unction, your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit, the freedom and the liberty of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word today, to preach your Holy Word today, to teach your Holy Word today, to preach your Holy Gospel. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would demonstrate the power and the unction and the anointing, the freedom and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. Fill me and all of your people who are truly born again and saved with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the millions and the many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years that we do not have room enough to receive. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we individually and collectively Lord, hopefully, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. Lord, help us to be real about it. Help us to be honest about it before you. Help us to be absolutely transparent. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, to read your word, to understand your word, to comprehend your word, to apply your word to our lives, and to actually obey it, to share it abundantly with others in a discipleship way, and to proclaim and preach your holy gospel. Lord, we pray for millions to hear the gospel around the world and to be saved. We pray for Christians to be revived. We pray for those who are sick to be healed. We pray, Lord, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning by the millions. And Holy Father God, we pray this morning that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the people who we have here, who have that problem, and out of people elsewhere who have that problem in their lives. And Lord, I pray that you would save their souls and teach them how to resist the devil with your holy word and how to walk in victory and not to be tossed to and fro by the devil and used by the devil. Lord God in heaven, I pray that you'll cast out those demonic sins, not only the spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, but the sins, the ugly sins that they produce. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this place today and from your people. Pardon me. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, Lord, we pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Holy Father God, we pray throughout this day, help us to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and Lord, obedient to your holy word. And Holy Father God, we also pray, Lord, today that you would deliver us all who name the name of Christ, who say that we're saved, who say that we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I genuinely pray, Lord, this morning that you'll help us all who say that we are saved, who say that we're believers in Christ, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our sins, and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we pray that you would save those who are lost indeed. Revive those who are saved, and heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving, around the world, in this country, Lord, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our lives. Lord, we pray that your Holy Ghost conviction will not cease upon the hearts of all of the wicked people in the church and outside of the church. Lord, to the point of saving those who are not saved and reviving those who are. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would, if we are willing as your people who say that we are saved and believers in Christ, are willing to confess our sins, our faults, and our failures, and do right by you. Lord, deliver us today from all of our distresses and all of our afflictions. And deliver us, Lord, today Holy Father God, I do pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed deliver us, Lord, from our afflictions and distresses, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. And Holy Father God, we pray, we cast out all of our care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you deliver us. Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, Lord, we do pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that if we do right by you and we're willing to confess our sins and repent of our sins, Lord, as your people who say we believe in you, for you said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Lord, we pray then that you deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And then, Lord, deliver us all from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems, young people who are so depressed because their eyes weren't on you before the coronavirus plague, and their eyes are not on you now. And so they have lost their way. Not only many young people, many older people as well, because they were playing church before, and now they can't play church. And so, Lord, we pray that you will also deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utility crisis. And Holy Father God, help the church to be heroic. And we pray also that you would bless and protect, Lord, ourselves. Bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the world and who are willing to confess sin and repent of sin and get right with you. Protect us, Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil and the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would place upon us the whole arm of God, surround us with a band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ, and make us whiter than snow on the inside, and therefore victorious through you, Lord Jesus. Receive all glory, praise, and honor to your name, Holy Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray. And for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the very powerful, life-changing, soul-saving Word of God. At 2 Samuel chapter 20, and there happened to be there, you two switch in the back, there happened to be there a man of Belial whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse." Every man to his tents, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba, the son of Bichri, do us more harm than did Absalom." Take thou thy Lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men and the Sherethites and the Pelethites and all the mighty men, And they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand, so he smote him therewith in the fifth rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favoreth Joab and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Bethmaachah, Bethmaachah, and all the Berites, and they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Bethmaachah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." Then she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old time, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel, and so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab, and he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Sherethites and over the Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Ira also the Jarite was a chief ruler about David. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for allowing us to read a very deep, detailed passage of your holy word that was and is very powerful. And thank you for helping us to understand it more, to comprehend it more, and to obey it. Lord, help us to obey it more, help us to apply it to our lives, and help us to continue to grow in love and appreciation for your holy word. And help us to proclaim your holy gospel from it, and to encourage the saints through it. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. by me of any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.